double rainbow all the way across the sky.
What's your favorite internet rabbit hole? YouTube videos? BuzzFeed listicles? Kitten GIFs? Okay. I told you about one of mine a few weeks ago, Google's Ngram Viewer. You punch in words and it sifts through millions of digitized books, showing you how often those words have been used over the last five centuries. Like any toy, it's more fun when you have people to play with, so I ask you to send us the best discovery you made using the Ngram Viewer. Dozens of you responded, tracking words such as awesome, groovy, and garbage patch, and comparing usage of emigrant and immigrant, freedom and war, ketchup and catsup. A listener in Chicago investigated the writer Vladimir Nabokov, who had once written, "Lolita is famous, not I. I am an obscure, doubly obscure novelist with an unpronounceable name." I called up Juan Martinez, who had decided to test Nabokov's claim.
What I ended up doing is we put in Vladimir Nabokov as a phrase and Lolita and see what comes up.
And from your Ngram, over time, it looks like Lolita does keep getting more famous as Vladimir Nabokov, sadly, appears less in English books.
Waned. That's right. However, I'm lucky enough to be friends with a really good mathematician who went back and double-checked my work. And he decided to go ahead and not put in Vladimir Nabokov, but to put in Nabokov. And you actually remove the default smoothing that Ngram has so that instead of having these beautiful flowing charts, you actually have sort of the spikes and the valleys in the chart. And so if you just do a search for Nabokov and Lolita without Vladimir, it turns out that Nabokov wins.
That's interesting because what it suggests to me, perhaps, is that, in fact, Nabokov is so famous that his name is frequently referred to just the last name, as though, of course, we all know who that is. I don't even need to give his first name.
Absolutely. He's kind of a little brand.
Exactly. Now, you teach literature, yes?
I do. Actually, I teach literature and creative writing, but I did a little bit of reading and some big data stuff for my dissertation.
Really?
Not a lot, but a little bit.
Wow, you are the perfect person to have played along with us in this game. Why do you think, I mean, in addition to it being this widely read controversial book when it came out 50 or 60 years ago, why is it so in the popular currency? Just because it's a great name? Nabokov just came up with a great name for this character and wisely made it the title of the book?
I think that may actually have so much to do with it because it is such a beautiful name. I mean, he does spend the first little section of the novel, Humbert does, talking about what an awesome name his name is. So it kind of ran away from the book itself. And of course, it sort of picked up all sorts of other, you know, very unsavory connotations later on. So the book and the character in it sort of kind of ran off almost and left Nabokov a little bit behind.
Well, I thank you very much. This was terrific. Thanks for playing along.
Oh, well, thank you. I had a great time.
Excellent.
All right. Take care.
Juan Martinez teaches writing and literature at Northwestern University. Thanks to all of you who shared your Ngram discoveries so far. You can see some of our picks at studio360.org, and please feel free to add more.
Words without love are just words.